Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. It is a daily tip on BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. What a great week. Rivalry week in college football. Thanksgiving coming up on Thursday. Chelsea, how many people are you cooking for? You got the whole family coming over? Or are you just decorating the house? What's going on?
Well, it's my whole family, but my family's not that big. So it is me, yep. It is Jake, it is Blake, it is my mom, it is my dad, and it is my brother. So it's, you know, it's a sizable group. Like, it still requires some planning. And it's like, my dad's 6'5", and my brother's 6'6", and, like, Jake's not small either. So it's just like, even though it's not a lot of people, they're going to be eating a lot. So I still have to make a lot of food.
Oh my God. You live with a bunch of giants.
Well,
and you're tall yourself.
I don't live with my dad and brother.
Well, you grew up with a bunch of giants. Now you live with Jake. He's a big guy, right? Like, Jake's what? How tall is Jake?
6'1". He's not that tall.
He's 6'1". 6'1".
Well, like, comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah, for
compared
sure.
Compared to my family. Yeah, like, my aunt's 6'2".
She is? Oh,
yeah.
My God. That's incredible.
She's awesome.
I'll tell you. Is she?
It's funny because, like, my aunt used to always sit around and play poker with... So, my dad had three brothers, and then it's my Aunt Debbie. And so, like, she would always sit around and, like, watch football and, like, play poker with them. She's always had that, like, mentality is that, like, she was one of the boys. So... I've always liked her for that reason. But yes, growing up with a brother that's noticeably taller than you, that's why I hate basketball, because I always had to play basketball with Frankie in the driveway, and he would always beat me by a lot. And I would cry, and he'd be like, "The game's not over. You can't cry. You can't quit." I'm like, "I don't want to quit. I'm 8. Can I just go watch My Little Ponies?" He's like, "No, you have to finish the game." So yes, that was my childhood.
Oh, my God. You poor thing. Well, you get to watch some college sports this week. Do you get excited for rivalry week? I mean, NC State, you guys host Jordan Hudson in North Carolina this week. That's huge.
Well, I will say one thing. Like, NC State and Dave Doran is normally pretty good at beating UNC in football. So that is something to look forward to. But correct me if I'm wrong, but when I think of, like, Thanksgiving week, I think I have PTSD from, like, working overtime, like, on the lower levels, like, coming up in TV, because it is such a big week. Like, I worked a lot of first jobs in the South, where I worked in Montgomery, Alabama. I worked in Columbus, Georgia, which is on the Alabama line. So I would always have to cover, like, the Iron Bowl, like, wire to wire. And instead of, like, having a leisurely week at work because it's a holiday, it would be even more work. So I feel like I'm, like, scarred from that experience, in that holidays were not a break in TV.
Oh, well, you got that right. Remember that was like your one chance to get on the desk? Get on the anchor desk. So exciting. Like, oh, awesome. Now I get to anchor and put something on my reel. And also it's Christmas Day. And the station would buy something. Mm. You know, they'd bring in like, hey, it's Thanksgiving. So here, they used to, back at Comcast Sportsnet, I had worked so many holidays before I didn't. And they would bring in like some local restaurant, like a bar that had food. And they made turkey and dressing. And they never made, like, it wasn't on the menu for them, but it was just for Thanksgiving because they were open, because they also wanted people to come in and watch football. And, you know, it was just very like, all right, here's some food. You're in the break room. Everybody's just sitting around a round table eating their Thanksgiving. I have to say, those are the days I don't miss. I enjoyed it at first, and then I was like, I'd really rather be out for the holiday.
Right, and then you look at Facebook, and everybody's celebrating with their families, and you're sitting at a computer screen checking scores while eating a Pop-Tart cold from the vending machine along with a Diet Coke. Happy holidays!
It's the most wonderful time of the year. You started singing that. It's a callback from 3 hours ago. All right. Well, guys, I guess here we go. I just want to say for the record, well, I guess I can say this when we do our bets, but I'm just not told about the card. So let's get to it.
Time to place your bets.
I cannot tell you how much I do not like the card tonight. I have not bet on college basketball this season. That's where I'm going to go because I got nothing else I can figure out. But I feel like you've already started making some college basketball bets, correct?
Well, I've been watching college basketball, but like some of these teams are still kind of unknown. So like we're going to try our best. What do you mean, Jinx? You're not excited for Northern Iowa and Loyola Chicago? Because that's where my best bet is. I'm going to be betting on Northern Iowa, laying the points in the 7.5, best number over at BetMGM. This is already 8.5 at some other places. But here's the thing. It has been a god-awful season for Loyola Chicago, both when it comes to just plain wins. They are 1-5, but especially against the number. This team has been way overvalued, and they haven't even been valued that highly. 0-6 against the number so far this season, including in games which they were big favorites. Like last game, there were 13.5-point favorites against Northern Illinois. They lost that game 76-59. So it just feels like Loyola Chicago is just having a down season. Meanwhile, Northern Iowa has stacked 5 straight wins, and they've been way better at covering. So the only issue here is Northern Iowa is really good at defense, but their offense is not it's not their calling card. So like the reason that they may not cover in this one is just that they don't score a ton of points. But if you look at their defense, it
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It has been absolutely lights out. A top 50 defense, according to KenPom. I know it's early in the season, but I do think they will be able to stifle a bad Loyola Chicago offense. So let's go Northern Iowa laying the 7.5 against Loyola of Chicago.
All right. Nice job. I've been watching a little bit of college basketball. Not much. I was looking at the slate tonight. I almost, Chelsea, went with the old pass. Like, what are you betting on tonight? Pass? Nothing. Nothing.
The dog show.
The dog show. I'm betting on The schnauzer to win. That's what I'm going with. So I looked at the hockey slate. We got one game on the card. We have the Oilers hosting the Stars. The Oilers have been okay. The Stars have been really good. They're without Mikko Rantanen, who got suspended. But I don't know. I like the Stars maybe at plus money. Couldn't figure that one out. No football tonight after going 2-0 last night on Monday Night Football. So what am I doing? I'm actually going college basketball. Let's go Tennessee-Houston. Under 135.5. I believe they're playing in Las Vegas. I'm not crazy about this bet. But look, when you talk about these two teams, you're talking about two of the best defensive teams in college basketball. We know that. Emmanuel Sharpe banged up for the Cougars, so maybe that affects the scoring output a little bit. Also, Tennessee has hit the under, if you're looking for some sort of trends, and I was desperate for something. Tennessee has hit the under in 7 of their last 8 against teams from the Big 12. Houston overall, generally an under team, which we know they've hit the under in 13 of their last 20. So I guess if I have to, under 135.5. Yeah, it's low, but two defensive squads. Let's go there between the Vols and the Cougs. Go Cougs.
Yeah. Go Cougs. This one makes a ton of sense, though. Like, even if you date it back to last year, just because both these teams we know usually have staunch defenses. But the only narrative, like, I was thinking about that may not be true. So let me bounce this off you. Okay, so sure. Houston played in a really tight overtime game against Syracuse last night. That was a really great game. Do you think this affects their defense, like in the way that they play really tight defense? Or do you think it goes in the way of, hey, their legs are going to be tired, they're going to miss more shots?
Yeah, I thought about that, and I don't know. Like, that's one of those. It's like the question when a team has, could be in any sport, like we talk about baseball, like, oh, this team has had a few days rest. Will they be rested? Will they be rejuvenated? Or will they lose some? Right, rusty, right? So I feel like it's the same sort of question. And you kind of have to go with your gut here, maybe the eye test. But I don't know the answer tonight. And then also, if you talk about like Emmanuel Sharpe, for example, then you're talking about, okay, well, maybe that'll take away from their offensive output, but he's a very good defender. So, you know, does that mean less defense? I don't know. This is why I wanted to pass tonight, is what I'm trying to tell you.
I wanted to pass. Oh, man. You're like Ben Simmons under the basket. You're like, I don't want to shoot. I want to pass.
Right.
But it'll be a good game. And I will say, like, one thing college basketball does really well is that during Feast Week, we get some really good matchups. So I know a lot of people do not pay attention to college hoops until, I don't know, March. But now's a good time to get your feet wet. If you want to watch something during the day, College Hoops has you covered.
That's right. Well, guess who hasn't been here in a long time? The Dogster. I'm not saying anyone's missed him. I'm just saying he hasn't been here. But he is now. Dogster, get on in here. What's going on? Dogster, where are you?
Me? Where in the hell has everyone been?
We've been here the entire time.
Oh, really? You've been doing the show and somehow I missed it.
No, I was out for a few days, but everyone else was here.
A few days? You missed like 4 months. Do you know how lonely it's been and how many inappropriate texts I had to send? Like 70.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I missed you. Do you have a bet?
It sure is lonely in this closet.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that's where you were. Do you have a bet?
Yes. Thunder minus 10.5 against Kevin Garnett and the T-Wolves.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Wow. I was going to say you've been missed, but I don't know about that. All right. Thunder minus 10.5. All right, there you go. Sure, a little NBA.
Well, it's funny to me that he sounds pissed off because, like, look at his picture. He looks cool as a cucumber. I thought he was going to be, like, in somebody's basement, like, happily. Like, some, like, attractive female's like, I've worked my way into her basement and things are going great. Like, that sounds like something he would do. Is like, he would, you know, find his way into somebody's house and be a peeping dunkster.
Probably why he has the glasses on. You can't see him. Right? Just doing a little peeping. Well, that is it for us here on the Daily Tip on BetMGM Network. That is Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Thanks for being with us. Go out. Have a great Tuesday. We will see you early tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.